Correctional workers in Wisconsin are in an ongoing legal battle with the state over whether they should be paid for things they do for their jobs before their official shifts begin. It's Monday, March 17th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, new data from the U.S. Census Bureau showed good news for the state's biggest county. And a private Christian school in Milwaukee has become the largest recipient of voucher school funding in the state by recruiting virtual students. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is getting to know your neighbors.
A lot of my relatives were river rats. Whole families made a living as I did.
I'm proud to be Mexican, Pueblo, Oneida, Two-Spirit, proud to be everything that I am.
We just want to, you know, be part of American dream.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Wisconsin's Supreme Court heard arguments Friday in a case about whether thousands of corrections workers should be able to sue the state as a group. The lawsuit originated with several correction workers. They argue that the Department of Corrections should have paid them for time spent on tasks like going through security, putting on equipment, and conducting post-shift briefings. Timothy Burns is an attorney for the workers. He says that once guards arrive at the prison, they have to be ready to respond to an emergency, even if it's before they officially clock in.
Because it's a prison, from the time you enter the security envelope until the time you leave.
Burns is asking justices to send the case back to a lower court with the mandate that thousands of guards be allowed to sue together as a class. But attorneys for the state say an appeals court was right to deny class action status because the circumstances of correction workers vary so widely. In the closing weeks of Wisconsin's Supreme Court race, meanwhile, Republicans are attacking liberal candidate Susan Crawford for her record as a judge. As Rich Kramer reports, they're focused on two cases involving child sex offenders.
The ads by a group allied with conservative candidate Brad Schimmel focus on two men convicted of first-degree sexual assault of a child. One ad claims Crawford could have sentenced a man found guilty of sexually assaulting a 5-year-old girl to 60 years in prison. She sentenced the man to 4 years, followed by 6 years probation. Veteran Milwaukee defense attorney Kevin Lavoie, who hasn't endorsed anyone in the race, says Wisconsin judges are required to give the least restrictive sentence to protect the public.
It is incredibly rare for a judge to give a maximum sentence. The law says that maximum sentence should be reserved for the most heinous of crimes and should be rarely considered.
The ads in question are from a political action committee with ties to Elon Musk. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is holding an Eau Claire rally this week to try and get Democrats together ahead of key elections this year and next. Walz is holding the rally tomorrow in Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden's district to highlight Van Orden's decision to avoid in-person town halls. He'll also use the event to rally support for liberal state Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford. The state Democratic Party says it's part of a statewide People versus Musk tour, criticizing the millions of dollars that groups associated with Elon Musk have spent boosting conservative Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. A statement from Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler calls Schimmel Musk's, quote, hand-picked candidate. Van Orden's third district is one of about a dozen seats that Democrats are hoping to flip in 2026. And Walz's appearance in Wisconsin comes about 4 months after he was crisscrossing the state as the Democratic candidate for vice president. The U.S. Census Bureau released its annual estimates of county-level population data last week. As Nick Rommel reports, it had some good news for Wisconsin's biggest county.
Milwaukee County has grown in population for the first time in 10 years. That's according to the Census Bureau's 2024 estimates. They said the county gained about 3,000 people. But there's a catch. More people moved out of Milwaukee County than any other county in Wisconsin last year. The reason its population still grew was international migration, more than 6,000 new county residents from abroad. David Crowley is the Milwaukee County executive. He said the numbers were good news, but he sees work to be done.
But it's going to take even greater partnerships at the state and federal level to make sure that we're investing in the people who's coming to our community.
As a whole, Wisconsin gained 30,000 people last year. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, one private Christian school in Milwaukee is receiving more than $40 million in taxpayer money this year. WPR's education reporter Corrine Hess reports that that amount is significantly more than what other private schools receive. We'll chat with Corrine on her latest story. Stay with us.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
A private Christian school in Milwaukee has become the largest recipient of voucher school funding in the state by recruiting virtual students. Academy of Excellence will receive more than $40 million in taxpayer money this year alone. Most private schools receiving state choice funding, however, receive less than $5 million per year. WPR education reporter Corrine Hess has been following the story and joins us now. Corrine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start briefly. What is the school choice voucher program in Wisconsin and how does it work?
Sure. Well, Wisconsin has three programs, one in Milwaukee, one in Racine, and one that covers all of Wisconsin. This allows parents to choose where their kids go to school. Parents can pick a private school, and if they meet income requirements, they can enroll in these schools for free. What that means is they get a voucher, and the voucher is paid for by the taxpayers. So if you're a family of four, you can meet these income requirements by making less than $93,000 if you live in Milwaukee or Racine. And if you are a family of four living elsewhere and you make less than $68,000, you can enroll for free.
Can you tell us a little bit about Academy of Excellence and how it started to receive all of this significant amount of funding?
Yeah, so Academy of Excellence has actually been around for a long time, since 2012. But during the COVID-19 pandemic, the school decided to launch a virtual charter school, which there are virtual public charter schools all across the state as well. But Academy of Excellence found that people were really interested in this. So before COVID, the school had under 1,000 students, and the majority of them were all from Milwaukee. But now they've got almost 4,000 students, and the majority of them are from all across Wisconsin because they are enrolled in virtual school. Because of this growth, the school went from getting, in the single digits, under $10,000 a year in tax money, to now $40 million this year through the voucher program.
Is there something that is shifting now? Are there other schools in the state that are going to shift to this virtual model for students?
There are. So there's other schools that are looking to Academy of Excellence as a model because they're seeing the success that the school's gotten. There's a school in Milwaukee called Shining Star Christian Schools that's now offering a virtual option. They're actually giving parents a $2,000 stipend if they enroll. And at least one other virtual Christian academy is planned this fall called Pella Hill.
And when it comes to the academy, their students are significantly underperforming compared to state averages. That's according to your reporting, at least in math and reading. Are there any requirements for the academic performance of these schools that might be virtual that are still receiving state funding?
Voucher schools are required to have their students take standardized tests in certain grades, and they have to submit those scores to the Department of Public Instruction. Parents can opt out of some state testing, and there's really no requirement for a voucher school to perform at a certain level to receive taxpayer money.
So this specific school that we're talking about, the Academy of Excellence, this school has had a focus on recruiting students from rural communities across Wisconsin. What questions has that raised from the people that you've spoken with?
People in rural communities across Wisconsin are wondering why their local public schools are being shortchanged if the tax money is going to a virtual school in the state's largest city. I spoke to one mom who's worried that children with disabilities in rural Wisconsin are going to Academy of Excellence virtually. But then the mom said, well, what about all of the special need programs that this child would need? And the school said, well, we can do what we can virtually, and then they can go back to their home district in rural Wisconsin to get the different things that they would need for their, you know, special needs programs. And so this mom was upset that Academy of Excellence would be getting the taxpayer money for the student, but then the school district would still have to pay for the programs. I also spoke to a superintendent who says he understands why some parents might want to choose this option, but he's wondering if the financial implications for the school and taxpayers really are beneficial enough to be costing this much money and benefit the students.
Corinne Hess, thanks for joining us here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And finally, quick check of weather. Mostly sunny and warmer today with highs in the 50s across the state. It'll be windy, though, with gusts near 20 miles per hour. Don't look now, though. By Tuesday night, we could see a massive storm sweeping across the state. We're keeping an eye on that one for you. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.